Y'all, hey, good afternoon out there, and welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got another outstanding show planned for you today. It's on the Alpha Female, and I'm telling y'all, man, it's gonna be hot and popping. We're gonna be talking about the Alpha Female, as in relationships and how they relate to the Alpha Male. So I'm sure y'all ready. So what I want y'all to do right now, gonna get that drink in your hand, whether it's a glass of water, cocktail, energy drink, whatever you want to sit down and drink with, and get ready, man, for a great conversation, because it's really, I'm ready for the day, and I hope y'all ready also. Like I say, it's gonna be hot and popping. That's for dang on sure. Dang on sure. All right. You know, today is Thursday, y'all. One more day before the weekend. April the 4th, 2013. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I get to listen to that dang on song right there, and I just get to rocking a little bit. Kind of throws me off. But it's okay. It's okay. We still got the thing going on. Yeah. All right. Before we start, though, you know, as we always do, we got to run the house rules down so everybody be aware of what they're dealing with when they come in onto the show. You know, because, once again, we're going to be talking about a very hot and touchy topic today. So, you know, we got to put the rules out there because we do, you know, we have like an open round table type of discussion. You know, I consider myself a very liberal host, and I like to hear my callers, you know, respond naturally. However, with that being said, we can't talk over each other. Okay, talking over each other, it just doesn't work at all, because nobody has ever heard. So, don't talk over each other. Let's make that plain and simple. Please don't talk over each other, because if you talk over each other, we have problems. All right, make your point short and sweet. You know, say what you're going to say and be through with it. We don't need no 10-minute dissertations on what you're thinking. Just say what you're going to say and be through with it. It's just that simple. Hey, Lady Blackstorm, I see you out there. Thanks for joining us today. No personal attacks. Don't be attacking each other. Because once you start attacking each other, you lose the focus and everything that's happening on the show as far as the conversation is going. Then that just shows how little you really are. So, no personal attacks. We not having that. All right? And if you do, as my regulars always already know, you know, if you do start personally attacking, now I may let you say one or two things, depending on what you're saying. But if I see you just going at it just to be going at it, this is the sound you're going to hear. That's right. That means you have been silenced. And I do not hesitate. Didn't hesitate to do it. Hey, Denny, I see you out there. Thanks for joining us. Of course, we got Mr. Lowe already on the line waiting. So we about ready today. All right. Now, with all that being said, ha, 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 ho, 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 let's go on and get on with the show because I'm ready. I'm ready. All right. Now, the house rules have been laid. Of course, you know, we have the song of the day and the quote of the day, as always. And the song of the day is Home Someday by Donnie McClurkin. I like that song. I heard it for the first time today. But yes, Bible Benny, alpha female. There is such a thing. All right. Song of the Day is Home Someday by Donnie McClurkin. And if you want to go ahead and check it out, we can do that too. I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the chat room because I like for y'all to see what I'm listening to. You know, I listen to a lot of different things. All right, we got that going. Now, here's the quote of the day, and I hope y'all ready for that. The quote of the day is, when you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are. Do I need to say that one more time? I think I need to say it one more time. What y'all think? Okay. When you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are. And that's by Donald Miller. He's author of A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, What I Learned While Editing My Life. And that is the quote of the day. And that's right. That's the quote of the day. Wow. Boy, I say we got a old, oh, man, I see somebody in the chat room that I haven't seen in eons. I mean, not in the chat room, but on the line. So, you know, I see you out there, Poverty. Thank you for joining us, man. I get with you in a minute. Before we do, though, I got to bring in, like we always do, we do a pre-story before we get started with the main topic. You know, give everybody a chance to get settled in, get their drinks, and be ready to chill. All right. Last, a couple of weeks ago, we was talking about Brian Banks, who was the guy that was convicted of rape at the age of 17. And, you know, fearing for a potential long sentence in college, he was a football prospect, and he followed the advice of his attorney and pleaded no contest to assaulting a Long Beach, California high school classmate in 2002. Now, instead of risking spending 41 years in prison, you know, he took the plea deal and spent over 5 years of actual prison confinement. He chose the lesser of two evils, which was to plead no contest. Well, you know, last year, he was exonerated and released and proven and showed that he did not do it, which is cool. Now, the Atlanta Falcons have signed him to a contract to play in the National Football League. So that's a good thing. I'm happy for the brother. You know, I'm happy. You know, a year ago he was out of prison on parole. Now, you know, he's signed to an NFL contract. So it goes back to what we were talking about. You know, sometimes, you know, lesser of two evils, sometimes you get a break. Sometimes you don't. I'm happy for the brother myself. You know, he gets to try to live his fantasy of playing in the NFL. I'm not going to say fantasy, realization of playing professional football. So we're going to see what he got and see how that works out for him. Oh, I wish him all the luck. You know, I like to see him in a football uniform. Brian Banks signs with the Atlanta Falcons. That's cool. That's cool. He's 27, so, you know, we don't know. We'll see what's going on with that. And I see Goofy and East Coast has joined us in the chat room. Cool. I like that. All right. So that's the story of the beginning story. You know, it was fun. It was fine. Nobody want to talk about it, so we'll move right along. Let me bring Poverty in and see what Poverty got going on today.
Peace, fella.
What's going on?
Peace, fella. Peace, brother. You sound different today.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, man. Skype was acting kind of crazy, so I had to pull out the second option.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I had to silence my mic for the day.
Okay. I would say about this alpha female. That's, I would say most lesbians are alpha females. You know, any woman that is trying to what can I say, trying to veer for the man's position, being the head of the household. Any woman who's trying to compete for the head of the household is an alpha female as well. A woman who's trying to assimilate into a man's role in some sort of way. I would say that's a woman that you need to stay away from, because a woman should be naturally humble, neutral. You see what I'm trying to say? A woman should be a real woman should be humble. That's what I'm saying. Humble. Not trying to. I mean, her role is cleanliness and making sure that, you know, cooking and I mean, apart from those positions and caring, you know, natural carers and stuff like that. But I would say that's most, you know, alpha female. It's like she wants to be the boss.
She wants to meet the ball. That's interesting. Yeah. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all that in a minute. Let me bring my next call on before we get started into this real deep. All right, you on the air?
I never thought I'd see the day when Power's phone is better than Eric's phone.
Forget you, Joe.
Peace, Joe. Peace, Joe.
Hey, Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
I hear you like tearing up Mr. Solutions yesterday, and I think he rightly deserves that. Rightly deserves that.
Well, I think you're right too. You know, he and I agree 95% of the time on the female issues, but there are times when he acts like. Well, I'll wait till he gets here. I don't want to talk behind the guy's back.
Well, you know, he came on my broadcast on Saturday, and we had to take him out of the ball place, calling women out of their names, calling us out of their names, you know, the people and the callers on the line.
You're kidding.
You know, yeah. And saying, and when they asked him a personal question about his own personal situation, he said, why don't you go out and get a job? I mean, the guy behaves like a jerk. And that's an American word.
Yeah. I'll wait till he gets here, because I got some other things to say to him if he starts up today.
All right. Well, we hopefully we're not gonna have to go that route.
Oh yeah, that'd be my. Oh yeah, right, Eric. Are we? Is this the simulcast today with you and Ebony?
We're gonna try.
Is that gonna be like at the end of the second hour? Or is that gonna be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the second hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Goofy, what's going on?
Gentlemen, happy Thursday. I'm hungover, but I am here.
Hey, Goof.
That's all we ask, Luke. That's all we ask, so you can be here.
I only got maybe, I'm going to say, 3 hours of sleep. I went to bed about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I just woke up right now, so.
What the
I'm
hell
here.
Were you doing?
You know what he was doing.
You know, drinking, socializing, you know, implanting my bone in some woman's lovely VJ, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sometimes it gets into overtime, but, you know, don't worry about me. Fuck my life. What's up? What's going down for today? I'm ready.
Hey, Vernon, I see you out there, man. Today we're going to be talking about the alpha female. The alpha female. Hey, did you know about 40% of the human female and male population is alpha? Isn't that amazing?
40% of the
male
population.
Wait a minute. The only alpha female I've ever seen in my life was Deliver Us from Eva. That's the only alpha female I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And now I've met a lot of women that, you know, try to portray that they're hardcore and that they put their foot down. But when you get into them, they soften up like a fucking donut. So that's just my opinion.
That's your opinion. Wow. Goofy. Well, you know, Goofy, you probably don't deal with alpha females anyway. You know, you probably deal with the beta
people. I don't always try to aim for the stupid ones. I at least try to, you know, get a woman with, you know, some intelligence. You know, maybe somebody to kind of put me in check, but I don't know. I guess.
Well, no chick should really put a man in check unless the man is really out of line.
Wow.
Well they shouldn't. I mean,
I get my kicks off of a woman, you know, a dominant woman. You know, I love a dominant woman because I love to put them in their place. That's where I get my kicks off.
You know
what
I like?
What?
You're right. Like a Neanderthal, man. That's Neanderthal behavior.
Oh, Neanderthal?
Yeah. Man, that's hitting the woman over the head with a club.
Yeah, come on, man. I took him to my room and I burned him out. I don't fucking beat the shit out of him.
Oh, I'm not
What's
saying
wrong
that.
With you, probably, Supreme?
No, I'm not
calling me a Neanderthal.
Well, a Neanderthal.
This ain't a Geico
commercial. That's Neanderthal behavior.
Yeah, the Neanderthal
behavior.
Yeah, I mean, the old time, you know, like way, way back when, man, he had nobody put the man in check. The chick tried, bang.
Lord have mercy. Look,
that was
Let me ask this question. If you were an alpha male, wouldn't you have the balls to date someone who gives you a run for your money? Don't you want a woman that gives you a run for the money who's going to challenge
shit,
your
I'm
team?
Gay.
No.
I want a woman to give me a run for my money.
No,
honestly, that's a battle right there. That's a contest that you want to be involved in. Because you don't know what's up her sleeve, and she don't know what's up your sleeve, but at least you're trying to make that number one position, right?
That's crazy. Wouldn't be good in the house. You're right. You know, there ain't no way to live in the house. Two people, constant war, trying to compete against each other, and they're supposed to love each other. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm with Parvati on this one. Here's an example. Eric, you know Angie and Muse, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Now, Muse, some people might think that she might be the alpha female. She's the kind of woman I like. I told Muse and Angie, if they combined their personalities together, they would be my girlfriend because they have the characteristics, the superficial characteristics that I like. You know how Muse is with her, she's very sassy. I like that. But I don't like a woman who wants to challenge me and be obstinate and be contentious just for the sake of being obstinate. So there's a difference. I like women who are funny, who are trying to, you know, express themselves in sassy ways. But to always be contentious, that's not for me.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. I got a feeling. All right, you on the air. What's going on? Happy Thursday to you.
Yeah, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, Michael, what's up, Michael?
I'm talking to you guys on the move today.
You always talking to us on the move. That's nothing new.
Yeah.
Even when you sit still,
hey,
your mind moving.
Up?
Hey, that's
yeah, I just
hey.
Hearing then.
Oh, okay. Well, we just began our chat on the alpha female. Now, the alpha female is a dominant, just like the male, she's a dominant male. She's the dominant person in her group. Okay, she dates as many males as she wants. She's strong, confident, you know, and often busy. You know, she's sarcastic because she's powerful and playful. You know, they're also intelligent, intellectual problem solvers. You know, and in more cases, a state of mind more than physicality. And she understands that dressing up or sexy increases her power in society.
Yeah,
so,
see, that's okay. I'll wait till Mike's finished.
Go ahead, Mike. You got something to say about that? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh.
Well, people like Joe would describe that as a... Well, I'm not saying, like, I mean, people like Joe would describe that as a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's not far wrong. Is that shit about being strong, independent, and, like, brave? And that's audacity. That's not strength. They do what they do because they know they can get away with it. They don't do what they do out of a source of strength.
Well, when you title yourself a male or alpha female, you're dangerous anyway. That type of mentality of titling yourself and saying I'm this, I'm that, those type of people with those attitudes, as you can see, they're kind of quaky because they go on the borderline of control. So
it's not even borderline. They're trying to control. They're trying to dominate. That's why they're alpha female.
What about? Let's say she's competitive. Often it says with being the best.
If she's competitive in
alpha
business
good.
World, it's not a problem. I have no problem with that.
Well, what about in your own life? Not just
no,
the business
fuck that.
World.
She's got to go. No.
Because we're looking at, today I want to look at the relationship side of it, not the business world.
Okay.
You know, we know because Yeah, we're looking at the relationship side of it today.
So you're saying you want a woman a relationship style. You're not talking about like Margaret Thatcher or people like that, right?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by competitive? She's not competitive. What do you mean she's not competitive in a relationship?
No, she is competitive in a relationship.
I said she is competitive, Michael.
Right, in a relationship. What does that mean?
That means she's competing for the top spot. That's what he means.
Whatever you say, she says different. If you say black on Friday, she's going to say white on Friday. If you say white on Monday, she's going to say black on Monday, just to be contentious.
Well, it depends on what the situation is. If you ask her to do something on Monday, I mean, first of all, you have to ask her if she's doing something. I just can't make rules on Monday without her. No, it depends on the situation and relationships, man.
You're ruining everything. You're trying to make everyone equal. Right now we're talking about a dominant alpha female. Okay?
Thank you.
They exist out there. They're like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. They're out there.
Yeah.
But we've got to talk about them today.
Oh, it's like a scandal.
Well, both of them are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Alpha male and alpha female, they're dangerous. Most of them are nutcases. If they title themselves that, I guarantee it.
Oh, I agree with you.
That's all.
Yeah, that alpha female bullshit. Look, like I said, she has to be competitive just for the sake of being competitive. She thinks that being submissive is against her religion. One time I was on a show, and another chick had called in, and I said, in order for relationships to work, two people have to please one another. Well, when I got off the line, she had taken umbrage with that, and she said, well, what that caller Joe doesn't realize is that when you say please, it makes women, what did she say? It makes women feel like submissive and stuff like that. So I called back in and I had to let her know. I had to let her know.
But see, Joe, that type of attitude that she has, that old traditional way, that's the one main reason that we have problems in a relationship.
What?
And another thing, that's why a lot of some African-American males, when they get in a different type of environment, they pick Caucasian women because he can open up to her without feeling like he's a fucking wimp. And what I'm telling you is that some people have this audacity when a man acts a certain way, it's unsubmissive. What the fuck do you mean I'm unsubmissive? I mean, then look, when you do want to dictate and control, they're wide and crying that this man is taking their liberty away from them. And I'm letting you know you can't win for losing. You have to be yourself. You try to be that strong guy if you want to. People are going to say that's what women want. I haven't seen it at all.
Michael. Now, see, you misunderstand because with an alpha female, it doesn't matter what the hell you want as a man. Because she's going to be strong-minded, and if she has a plan, she's going to make that her plan. That's why alpha male and alpha female should never be together. Although they do attract each other.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Now, is that dangerous to have an alpha male and an alpha female together, even though they'll bump heads? But, I mean, if they have the thought of using both of their powerful brains, do you think maybe they could control or take over something?
Well, first of all, when you're going to have a relationship is between two people. When you have two entities, the only way that you will have peace is when both sides are in a compromising position. When two people are defiant, which you're describing these nutcases as an alpha male and male, because you get a list, you define two defiant people. When you have two people defiant, you have a war, okay? But when you have one person that's defiant and another person that's always in a compromising position, that person that's in a compromising position, they're a fucking sucker. No one want to be always in a compromising position when you're in a relationship with somebody who's always fucking defined and don't want to compromise. You're a sucker. So in a relationship, you have to find two people who want to compromise. If you're not, you're going to have war. Bottom line, and two of them type of people are defined. They can't compromise. A leader is not in a compromising role.
True.
Did everybody switch phones today? Because nobody sounds the same. I think everybody just changed phones just for the hell of it.
I think everyone's used each other's phone because, I mean, Eric probably sounds like he bought a $50,000 microphone and shit like that.
And I agree with Michael.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Mike. I mean, look, in relationships, you can't have an alpha male and alpha female according to the definitions that we assign to them because they're both wanting to always be at the top, like Goofy said.
Yeah.
You can't always be at the top competitively because somebody's always, in their mind, losing. And neither one.
Yeah.
Neither
and when you're competing, you're happy for the person that you're competing against is downfall.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? So you can't have two people who live together when one's down, the other one's going to be happy because that's their sliding superiority in the house.
Interesting. Yeah, sorry about that. I had a discussion. Hold on before y'all get started. Let me bring Loa and Bernie in. They've been waiting for a minute.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Lowe and Mr. Burton, what's going on?
Brothers, what's
up, gentlemen?
Hey, cousin.
Brother Vernon, how y'all doing?
Oh,
what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
I think Joe needs an alpha female, man.
Oh, you two playing this before you two even got here. I know this. For a fact.
Hey, Joe. I think Joe to have a female. He'll enjoy that.
You know what? And you're not wrong, because I've said, I don't know about on this show, if I met Zena, right, I would have no problem having her take charge because she earned it.
Is Zena the warrior princess?
That's her.
Oh, well. You know, you're just... Hold on. She plays a role. That's a role player right there. I mean, we want somebody dominant like that's going to slap you in the face, kind of like a modern...
No, that's not...
Well, sir, we had a lot of African warriors. They say in Africa, before all this slave stuff, we have a lot of kings and queens. A lot of queens in Africa was warriors, man. So,
Hang on. Those men never had the strength to stand up. That's the reason why. It's a shame, but the man should be the first to the battle line. You know,
well,
like,
hold on. Well,
Bingo.
Well,
them niggas never wanted to. Them niggas were scared of the devil. So she had to rally them. She put it on their manhood. You gotta know
so
this thing properly,
African
brother, before you start bringing it up. Because them niggas beaten mentally.
Hold on, what are you talking about? Listen, I'm speaking facts, bro. What are you talking about bringing somebody up?
What happened there?
Joe.
Yeah.
Never mind. Somebody.
Eric, tell somebody.
Huh?
Yeah, I think I know
that. You guys hear that zapping sound? Everyone has to be quiet.
Oh.
I know what that was.
I didn't think you still had the power today.
Oh yeah, I still got the power.
Yeah, just because he sounds like it's 30,000 miles away, he still got that taser.
Damn right. Joe, I
sure do.
Yesterday too. Joe, I thought about
what happened
though. I know what I'm saying. I thought about you yesterday too, man. You know, after all that crazy talking, I said, you know what? We do need Joe on the show, and I'll tell you why. Joe's our Calvin. You know. Let's say you have a corporation, and somebody walks in and say, "Hey, do any black people work here?" Yeah. Hey, Calvin. Come here, Calvin. Yeah. You are Calvin.
Oh, the token pale face, huh?
Yeah.
Calvin, you mean Calvin Candy?
Yeah, he's like the only black guy in the office, you know. So he's the only white guy in the office. We need him for the diversity purpose.
I think we need
him. I'm the only Mexican guy in the council.
Hey, brother, you're a brother. You know, you're a brother.
We need everybody on here, even Solutions, bro.
Yeah, Solution.
He got
a lot of good input on things, you know.
If you let one white person in, he bring another two or three with him. They're gonna be like roaches, and they're gonna take over.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm gonna say in the immortal words. In the immortal words,
next thing you know, Eric will be pressing the taser button, and the white man got the taser at his house.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Damn, that ain't happening.
You, in the immortal words, in the immortal words of Mr. Solution, fuck you, Lo.
One thing about Joe. Joe don't deny the wickedness of his ancestors. And that's why I
Yeah, real talk.
Can we get back on topic, please?
I was about to go ahead and say something, man.
Why, Lou, you dump on me? Now it's time to get back to the topic, huh?
Nah, we having a good time, man.
We're having a good time. Cool. Well, I have a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can do like Michael. You can slam the phone down and call back in 2 minutes.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But hey, I got another phone though. Nobody will recognize
me. I don't think that alpha female thing is a good idea. I mean, you know, it's okay to have a woman that has her own head on her shoulders, but when you go off into having a woman that, you know, tries to portray herself, put herself in the role as a man, you know, I don't have any problem with you coming to the table with some, but, you know, when you go to pushing too hard and too strong, you're just trying to prove something to me. You know,
Low, you remember the alpha female I was dating about a year ago?
Yeah, but ain't no compromise. Here it is. They're naturally drawn to alpha males because they want a man who takes charge, that has confidence, and just as accomplished as they are. So
All women want men to take charge. Alpha males.
Now we're talking about wait a minute. I think everyone's getting confused. We're talking about an alpha female, one that wakes you up Monday morning and tells you the whole schedule of the week. We're talking about one that tells you what to eat and what not to eat.
There you go.
that's an alpha female.
That's an alpha female right there.
We're talking about a woman with an opinion. We're talking about a woman that's putting her foot down.
Check out what he got to say. Go ahead,
Cuz.
That alpha female is, like I said, everything she do is planned out. Nothing is going against the plan that she have. Everything she do is planned out. Everything. If you get off the plan, you got a problem with that woman, man.
That's the woman that tells you when you're gonna have sex.
Look, you don't have any problem.
Nobody's gonna tell me when I'm gonna have sex. If I ain't gonna fuck me, I'll call someone to fuck. That's plain and simple, right there.
I'm just saying, if you gonna deal with one, the one I dealt with. We stay busted up probably every 2 or 3 months because, you know, I'm not the kind of guy to go for that kind of shit. So we busted up about every two or three months.
What I was just about to say, because this game, alpha male, alpha female, these are titles they probably ascribe to themselves, and they're always trying to prove something. If you're self-confident, you don't have to prove a goddamn thing. For me, some fucking alpha female comes along and wants to try to take charge just for the sake of taking charge. She's gone. 5 minutes. I find out she's like that. I verify it by, you know, a few more actions that she's going to do. She's gone. I'm not going to fucking be in competition with some bullshit shithead.
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
Let me ask you about it, Joe.
You don't have to worry about her being after your asset.
Got that damn shit right.
ask this really simple question. How do men deal with a dominated female, such as the alpha male? How do y'all deal with that? How would you deal with it?
You need
to get my answer.
He probably
going to have to go to the doctor and get his blood pressure pill dosage raised up a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would think the question.
Brother Eric, see women like that, the only way you're going to submit them is if you want to play more mind games, you're going to have to find a soft spot, like maybe the fact that threatening to leave her might humbleize, you know? Things like that. That's the only way.
Well,
you have to play a mind game in itself. And you can't really do it.
I think all of us, if we were single, I think we would just kick her to the curb. But if all of a sudden we married her, not knowing that she would change, a lot of women change when they get married, and they like to become the boss of the house. That would be the problem. How are you going to get rid of her now?
Wait a minute. An alpha female is going to let you know ahead of time that she's an alpha female. She's not going to hide it because that's her eyes are always on the prize. So she's not going to hide who she is.
You all got to remember that this is an alpha female you're dealing with. She's not going to change. She already has her safety, that green little line that her pathway. She has her pathway of success. Now, she could either take a detour to a gas station to meet you and, you know, bring you along. Or she could just keep going, you know. And you got to remember, a woman like this, her brain is already set. Now, if you're a true magician where you could con her to, you know, being the saying that, hey, motherfucker, I'm the man, you're the woman. Remember, I'm the man, you're the woman. One and two, that's it. But if you know, if she's strong-willed, that ain't gonna happen. Shit, she's gonna brush you off like, you know, a Jay-Z song. You know, it's just she's an alpha male, and that's it. And now you're basically committing suicide if you're walking into that relationship acting like you're gonna fucking check this bitch.
How do you think? How do you think they marry the rich guys? You think they're gonna go up and be automatically obstinate and contentious with all the rich guys? They have a plan.
A lot of those women, right, who are with those rich guys, especially the young ones. They're alpha females. You got the spies, the agent ones, the quiet ones. Because they want that wealth for themselves.
There you go.
For their old man to topple off or make that commitment with the marriage, have a couple kids, and get it half of his wealth.
And they don't let you know up front.
Exactly.
How many stupid broads do you think I run into? Now, listen, how many stupid broads do you think I run into that try to make me fall in love with them so they could just, you know, inherit all the wonderful riches that I have? I mean, I'm serious. Some women have that mentality of feeding off somebody else. Once they get in the door, they'll push you out and lock the door on you. And that's real.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, people are believing that all alpha females
are making themselves present and known right away. If the more you have, the more devious they are, and the more they're going to be underhanded.
Yes.
No, most of the time, that don't come right out.
That's right.
Most of the time, it don't come right out.
If you're not very wealthy, then it's different because, I mean, they can show their competitiveness. I mean, if they're just like upper middle class making $100,000 a year or so. But, I mean, if they're really going for the big prize, you think that they're actually going to try to be contentious with the rich motherfucker that they're trying to land? They might be a little sassy, might give them a little hard time every once in a while to put some spice in the relationship. But to be absolutely competitive the way that these fucking alpha females that we're talking about, no fucking way.
I think the best example of that is the chick that played on Boomerang, remember? Robin Givens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And most of them will tell you they want to be the dominant.
She's an alpha female, Robin Givens.
She's a piece of shit, the way that she fucking turned on Michael Tyson right there on TV.
He made her career.
Nah, he didn't do all the bullshit that she was accusing him of.
Of
course not.
I don't think he laid a hand on her. She accused him physically abusing her, verbally abusing her. I think he's capable of it, but I don't think he did it to the degree that she's talking about.
No, never that.
Just like I don't think he raped that bitch in the fucking hotel room.
He's 9 feet and licking her pump.
We're not talking about that type, though. Go ahead.
Next up.
Look, you know, they are ambitious, okay, and high achievers. That's what they, you know, personal success dominates our life. So, dominates the female's life. So, I can't see if she's actually a dominant female, which alpha means first, if she's the head female, I don't see why would she hide it? You know, why would she take time to hide it when she knows what she wants, you know, knows who she wants? So why hide it? Why hide who she is?
Because if she, for example, if she's coming from a different socioeconomic class and she wants to trump, she doesn't have the credibility or the pedigree to go after Trump, you know, like somebody who is a Windsor. So she has to hide it so that she can insinuate herself into a Trump's lifestyle. If she tries to be too much of an alpha female without having the pedigree, she's automatically kicked to the side. But if she's a Margaret Thatcher, as I think Goofy was talking about before, she has the pedigree. She can afford to be obstinate and contentious because people will say, you earned it. But if she comes from, I don't know, the east side of Philadelphia, right, or New Jersey, right, and she doesn't have the pedigree, people are going to say, hey, get back to where you belong.
So what you're saying, Joe, is there's two types of alpha females in.
Right. There's the insidious one that's going to hide it, and there's the one that's going to be very blatant and flagrant and open about it. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, in the chat room, East Coast, did their daddies train them to be this way to protect them against men?
What'd you say?
Yeah. Huh?
What'd you say?
Did the daddies train them that way to protect them?
Them?
To protect them against men.
Sometimes it's their moms. More times it's the moms.
Huh?
More times I think it's the mom who does it most. The single mother. I don't think it's the man.
So you're saying that the reason why that relationship didn't work because of the mother.
No,
exactly what you're saying. Fuck a man, you don't need a man. You can go out and get this for yourself, and you don't have to have anybody to help you. What winds up happening is this person goes out into the world, and they already spoiled before they even play.
This is why there's so many women like that. They have an ambition. They have a goal. But they get sidetracked, and boom, there goes your goal. And I'm sorry, but this is what sucks in society. Women need to focus on themselves and get their shit right before they go out and fuck around and do what the fuck they want.
Hold on,
I got to bring somebody else in, so hold on.
Maybe we might have a chick.
Goofy's right, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, so you have a very intellectual woman. You have a very intellectual woman. First of all, you don't earn a pedigree. You're born with a pedigree. Let's get that straight. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you equating being an alpha female with being, because all I keep hearing is they're ambitious, they're manipulative. So does an alpha female equal being a bitch and highly manipulative in your mind?
Basically, it's a feminist.
Hello?
Feminist.
Hello?
That's a feminist, sister. It's a
so
feminist.
All feminists are alpha female.
Of course, because the same way that when the white white women feminist was trying to, she just really and truly, all she wanted is the piece of the pie. She wanted to sit on the throne with the devil, the master. You understand?
We're talking about a woman, not colored. We're talking about women.
You got
also women.
Can he finish?
You understand?
Can you hear me? Can he finish, please?
Yeah,
go ahead, Pavan.
Okay. So what I'm saying, since the black woman's gone into the feminist movement, and because the black nation is so wavy, right, and we're at the bottom of the heap, when the black woman jumped onto the feminist movement, the white woman feminist movement, she went above the black man. And any woman who's dealing with feminism is dealing with, she's trying to put herself above the black.
I'm sorry, you're actually getting in the way. I can't understand what you're saying. But actually, I'm going to disagree with what I've heard.
It doesn't matter. He didn't get to finish.
I can't understand.
Yeah, I was saying that any time when the black woman went inside the feminist movement, right, she went above the black man. That's what I'm saying. A woman.
So where is a black man? Let's be real clear. Where is the black man? Where is his station in this country?
Where is? Well, you know, we're filling up the jail cells.
No, let's be real particular. Let's start defining, because people make these sweeping generalizations.
You know what I'm saying, though? We don't need to know.
Where is the black man station in this country?
We should be.
And how does a black woman rise above whatever station that is within this country?
The black woman is above the black man in society. The devil would rather employ the black woman because he doesn't fear that the black woman so much. It's something that's been going on since the plantation, you know?
What do you think, either the black man or men in general, what do you think their station is, lady?
We should be the protector. We make the law. And a woman lives by the law. You know, she can't do nothing unless the man don't say that's what it is.
You understand? Where are you from?
Hang on. She can't.
My
compare.
God.
Hear what I'm saying, right? The man is the protector.
Oh, okay.
The house is tidy and looks after his children. The man is the defender of the house. He's the first.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Well, see, this is
messed up now. The man should go out and the woman should stay at home and look after the
kids. I understand poverty just fine. Maybe some of us need to get a passport. No, that's not it. You see, you guys are listening about. Like I keep on saying, guys, it's about compromise and it's about
If you
say that a woman is supposed to submit into a relationship, you're saying
man,
that she's supposed to always.
I'm choosing to defend this woman and everything that me and her bear together. So that's my choice. Well, I'm submitting myself to this woman because I know.
Well,
if a guy came in the house with a gun or a knife, I'm going to be the first line of defense. I'm the first one who's going to have to dead.
So watch this.
I'm making an obligation. I am putting my life on the line.
Right.
Burst my door open, that's me. I'm the first one to the door. If someone knocks the door late at night, I'm the one who's going to open up the door first. I'm the one who's going to get the door. You understand?
See, right, but your psychology is the reason why we haven't problems in my relationship.
Psychology is the reason why we're in the position that we're in now. It's just like you saying, oh, well, the women led the charge. That's a sorry state of affairs. Harriet Tubman had to put guns to some slaves' heads just to get them to go with her. I didn't even know that they were in slaves. That was just a sorry state of affairs. Because during slavery, the men were getting their balls cut off and beaten. And they used to do that in front of the woman purposely, so that when she grows up the little man, she's going to make sure that he adheres to the devil's law. Because she don't win.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is just sad. Just sad.
Yeah, you're sad. Listen, when you're at work, right, and God forbid, and look, if you're at work and she's at home and God forbid something happens, who's going to have to be the protector of the family? She's going to have to be the protector of the family. But, no, I'm asking you. She's going to have to be the protector of the... What?
She's the last line of defense. If I'm not there by some... if I'm not there, and obviously she's going to have to defend the place. No doubt.
Okay, hold on. Okay, if someone comes in your house, suppose two burglars come in your house. Hold on. If two burglars come in your house and both of the burglars are beating you up, what do you want your wife to do? Do you want your wife to sit back and look? Or do you want your wife to be able to get a knife or gun and shoot and defend you?
Safety.
Both of y'all are leaders in that situation, sir. You don't make sense. This is the problem of the world.
Hang on. The first thing that she should do is go and cover my kids, take my children to safety, and go and call the police or go and get some help. That's what she should do.
What if she's a sharpshooter? What if she's good with guns? I know women that are better than dancers. They practice at the rifle range.
And you know,
you want her to play the damsel in distress.
So you're only hearing what you want to hear, and you're not putting things in a great perspective. I'm some slave because I have to sit down and cook all day. If the TV breaks down, as a man, I'm the first one who's going to look at that. If the chair breaks, I'm going to be the first one to try and fix that. You understand? That's my job. If the electric goes, I'm going to go down and check the electric. I'm the first one. When it comes down to fixing things, that's the man's thing. A problem solver. That's what the man should be doing in the house. If the wall is painted, man's gonna paint it. The woman picks out the color, and I'll go and paint it. You understand?
We understand exactly what you're saying, Poverty. You got people that's gonna go against that, regardless. You know.
But that's how it should be.
You got to tell me. I mean, look. If you look at society right now as a whole, with all these role reversals. Now, in the 60s and 70s, you had more families that were together in the 60s and 70s because you didn't have all this independent thinking, all these independent thinking females and feminists and all this bullshit. Now that you have it, look at society now.
Women's fault that society is the way it is. I see. Okay, the women started all the wars. We built the country out of all kinds of money with a defense contract. Women are the ones that caused the stock market crashes and the high unemployment. I see. I'm just listening.
Good. You listen because the female congressman who went along with it. And with your nurturing powers, how come you didn't stop the men from starting the wars?
Okay. I just want to just reiterate what you're saying.
All right. Are you listening now? Okay. With all your nurturing powers, how come you women didn't stop the men from doing it?
Hello?
Now you want women to be...
Just a minute.
Well, you're ascribing all the ills of the world to men. What happened to your magical power?
I'm just reiterating. He's blaming women for all the ills of the world.
I ain't blaming women.
I just want to be clear.
No.
He didn't slam women for all the ills of the world. He's talking about his personal relationship. You've extrapolated from that.
Okay, all right. Enough. Go ahead, Carla.
Joe, you wanted to ask, but the other caller wanted to say that the feminist movement was when white women got there, started the movement, black women joined them. Don't think so. The black woman started the movement, not the white woman. You got that wrong.
Amen.
And when you look at Harriet Tubman, she took the black man, and she was the strongest one in a whole bunch to pull them out of slavery because she had to put a gun on them to make them lose.
Things were beat down in mentally. The man should lead any charge for four.
If he won't lead, who do you think going to help him lead?
Every country are mostly male because that's what a man gravitates to. So what are you talking
more women
about? If a man
is,
doesn't take the lead, you women will evaporate in 10 years.
No.
You women can't do shit without
men. You'll be bumming. Oh, you can't do nothing without a woman.
You cannot do a goddamn thing without men.
That's why you
don't.
You always look to men to help you out. You don't look to fellow women.
We don't look to men to do anything.
You look to men to help you out.
Don't do that right there.
Ma'am, wait, listen. Don't do that right there. You know, we're talking about something.
and you know, to go over and say, well, that's why you don't have a woman. You don't know why
saying,
that man don't have a woman.
Don't
do
that. Is that like he said, if it weren't for males, women wouldn't be here? The woman had to have him in order for him to get to this planet. Or on this earth.
Man had to plant
so the woman,
seed.
Us, he wouldn't
yeah,
be here.
And then
so
the
we,
man
we
gets and then the man gets
this.
Blamed for it.
Get blamed for what?
For planting the seed, because here you are going again, trying
to
ascribe all the good stuff to females. But the fact of the matter is, women can't do squat without men. Not
a man. What can a man do without a woman?
A lot. What do you think we've been doing?
Well,
what do you think built civilization?
It. Give it to me. What can he do without a woman?
Who do you
he
think invented the cell phone, the computer? Who do you think paved the roads? Who do you think is in Congress? Who do you think are the world's leaders? It's men.
Why do you
it's
think
you.
The world's messed up?
Yeah,
why do you think
the world's
messed up?
Well,
yeah,
then again, the that begs
because
the question. With all of you women, with your magical nurturing powers, how come you didn't stop us evil men from doing our evil tasks?
You know,
no answer.
It's going to
okay.
take women to
give you an
move society forward. The Valley Mama has said over and over, it's going to take the modern woman
man
to move the society to where it's supposed to go. Because
man
you
has
women
have
women.
And Joe,
okay?
And
I'm,
also, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for a woman that helped save this country, America wouldn't even exist. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker.
What? She sold all them perfume.
Saved the country because she was the first black millionaire?
Yeah, no, not because she was the first black millionaire, because she gave this country money because it was broke.
How about J.P. Morgan who saved the country?
J.P. Morgan is
there you
J.P.
go.
Morgan. We
Jesus
put money
Christ.
We pay J.P. Morgan to keep it open. They take tax dollars in order for them to know the road.
J.P.
Morgan
makes
man over there being thieves. That's all it is.
J.P. Morgan makes the money.
It was men running J.P. Morgan just like AIG and all the rest of them. Okay?
J.P. Morgan
so
makes
the
money.
As a matter of fact, y'all women do almost everything men do. They fought in the wars. They flew planes. They did a whole lot of things.
They flew planes, but did not fly, but did not fight
and
in the war.
They still flying planes.
I said they did, but they did not fight in the war. You know, it was safer for a woman in the 60s and 70s. I mean, it was more dangerous for a woman in the 60s and 70s to cross the street than it was to fight in Vietnam. Seven chicks died in Vietnam. 57,000 men died in Vietnam. So don't talk that crap.
That's what I'm saying. They still was. They fought in the war still. They died. Men died too. And evidently only seven
men died. Too.
And how many men? That mean the men had to been something wrong with them for that many to die, and only seven women died.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what you're trying to say.
Major, you're
that's what you're
my
trying
God,
to say.
Right.
I thought we were talking about alpha women. How did we get into all this?
You helped usher it in. That's how we got into all
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
we
know how
many
people talk about something that they're not anyway, unless you're a woman. You can't explain it.
Well,
I'm
going to quote Vernon Fisher. In order to have a kingdom, you cannot have two people sit on that throne. So either a woman is going to understand her place or a man is going to bow down or accept his place. Regardless, all this talk is good.
And bow down and having their place and all their place and they bow down.
Lady, it has nothing to do with bowing down. You're not going to tell me you've been married 33 years and you're not going to tell me that when you and your husband talking, and if he make a decision, it's the best decision for y'all. Maybe you want to do something else. You're going to respect him.
No,
so you can come over here and you can do all this talking.
I will show him the right decision and how we're going to make it.
I said if it's the best decision.
If it's the best, I will go on my
own. And you're yelling. You know what? What about having the person be...
Sometimes, do you think men can't be wrong?
Hold on, we got too many people talking at one time.
I'm saying men can be
too
wrong
many.
With the decision that they make. It's just like when
that's
you get
who
all
said
the
that
time.
They couldn't? Why
that's
are you keep on defending? I mean, why are you jumping? Why are you jumping topics? And lady,
Do you ever shut up?
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the other one over. Do
well,
she
okay,
ever shut up? Can
no,
people
finish?
Shut up and listen. If you don't.
All right, I shut everybody up for a hot minute. Damn, y'all. I can't even hear nothing nobody says because everybody talking for one time. Now, what I'm going to do, we're going to have to do the three-minute thing, and I'm just going to tell who gets to talk when. Okay? Thank you. Now, we're going to start with Miss Mace. Go on and make your points, Ms. Mays. Go ahead.
Oh, as I was saying, that a man can make a wrong decision and he have the right woman to make him see that decision is wrong. And then you come together and see what would be right or what would be wrong. That's what you would do. You don't just jump at it because he said so. And if it's not right. Because are all men perfect? Just like all women are not perfect, and men are not either, are they? That's the question and
true.
Answer I would like to hear.
Okay. All right. Miss Lady?
You know what Eric, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like these men want a dictatorship. They don't want a partnership that respects people's abilities and talents. They want, at all costs, their ego's demanding that they be a dictator and the women, in their mind, be all up, you know, underneath them and look up to them as leaders. When, in fact, they're demonstrating a real lack of leadership. By yelling and screaming, talking over and bullying, and with this archaic thinking. Because you know what? Studies after studies are showing that the best corporations do well when they have women at the top as well, because they bring a different perspective and experience to the table. Same thing within investment. When you have too much of anything, too much male domination, you're going to have a lot of problems. You have to have a balance. You have to have female energy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let me bring the next one in. All right, Mr. Lowe, go ahead.
Okay. Now that all that garbage has been said, like I was saying, from the very beginning, all I said was you cannot have two leaders sit on one throne, regardless. Everyone has to know their own place. And for this woman to come on here and say, oh, I've been married 33 years, like I said before she switched around what I said, if you've been married that long, you and your husband talk about something and maybe what you want to do and maybe what he decides to do will probably be two different things. And if you know that his decision is the best decision, you ain't going to fight him on that decision. But you turn it around to, oh, well, men do this and men might not make the best. I never said any of that. And all I know, like I said, there's order and structure. If you don't have order and structure, you have chaos. If you look at the world right now, there is no order, there is no structure, but there is plenty of chaos. I have no problems listening to someone else's opinion. I don't want to be a dictator over anybody, so you can throw that out the window. The thing is with me, like I said, there will be order and there will be structure. If you don't have that, you have nothing. And that could be the reason why some people are in the situation that they are in. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Vernon. Go ahead. Vernon, you there? Okay. Y'all go ahead.
Okay,
and hear are you just listening? Okay. Yeah, y'all go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Joe.
First off, I agree with Mays. A leader is somebody who has to take into consideration other people's points of view, and then they have to decide what's right, and then the best decision, regardless whether it's made by the man or the woman, should be the final decision. But here's another thing. I would suggest, and another thing, Mays, when people are saying lady, they're talking to the other woman, because that's her name, Miss Lady. So they're not really talking to you or about you at that time. But to Miss Lady, I would suggest when you come on the show that you do it in a way that is less contentious. If you have an opinion, then you can do it without inciting a riot. You can do it without criticizing. You can do it without pointing fingers. And I'm sure you will get your point across a lot better. Now, I think, Eric, I've done that in a very diplomatic way, have I not?
Yes, you have, Joe.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
All right. So, I'm finished for now. That's just my suggestion. So that's it for now.
Okay. Poverty.
Yes.
Your
I
turn.
Just say, I don't know why it has to go to chaos, but, you know, listen, I agree with Lo partly, but you got to understand, we have to, if we're on the throne, yes, we have to have the woman next to us, side by side. You understand? you know, but you can't get this kingdom. You won't be able to be sat on the throne unless the man is in his proper position. The woman can be the queen, but she can't give me the throne. That's the difference. She can't put me up on the throne. I have to put her on the throne because that's the way of law, isn't it? The man makes, sets the law, and the woman abides by that law. If we don't make no law, she can't do nothing. You understand? It's like if I don't pick, make the house, then she can't live in there. She ain't gonna have nothing to do, nothing to build. Now, I want to know from these sisters, because one of the sisters, Maze, she came on there and she said, "Oh, the black woman who started the feminist movement, the whole feminist movement." So I want to do the research myself, and I want, that's information I had never heard of. So I would like her to tell me the names of these sisters. And CJ, Madam CJ Walker, is a house nigger. She's one of the main causes for our sisters not wanting to look black. I don't even know why you're bringing up them house niggas in this whole thing. And go on, I want to answer that question. Who's the sisters? What black women started the feminist movement? Please tell me so I can do the research. Because you say it's a black woman who started it.
Okay, Supreme.
Yeah.
Supreme. Yeah. I told you about that N-word, man. You know, I don't like that N-word on my show, alright?
Say it, bro. Say it, bro.
Hello, can I
answer it, Bo?
Yes, can I?
Yes, go ahead.
Her name is Harriet Tubman. And he can look it up and he can see the history that where she did and all the things she went. There was no man with her. She was by herself with a movement. So that's what I mean by she didn't start the movement. It was Harriet Tubman. So he can look it up and see the history. And he can call Madam C.J. Walker what he wants to call her because of what she did. Because he's not a man. He's not a woman, so he didn't have to, nobody had to do his hair. I'm natural. I don't use products in my hair. But I do use some of the products that she came up with. They were not all to make me change the way my hair looked. So with that, I don't know what other problem you have with her. Because when they was putting the conks in their hair and stuff, the frat, Madam C.J. Walker had nothing to do with that. When they was doing their hair with lye and all of them different things and messing their heads up, the men were, to keep it shiny and curly, it wasn't a woman that was doing it. So he can look that up, too, for some history.
All righty, then. All right, that makes sense to me. Go ahead, Mr. Lowe.
That wasn't the beginning of the feminist movement. The feminist movement, and Harriet Tubman had nothing to do with the feminist movement, per se. The feminist movement started when white women decided that they got tired of being subservient to their husbands, and they got tired of just, you know, having to go along with whatever their husbands had to say. And so now all of a sudden, hey, you know, we're going to do something. We're going to burn our bras and we're going to let it all hang out and we're going to take our rightful place. That's where the feminist movement came on. And for the most part, you had lesbians that actually wanted this thing pushed along because they wanted to push their own personal agenda. So the feminist movement had nothing to do with Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was trying to free people from bondage.
You there?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's it? Okay. All right. Eric, Vernon, you still listening?
Yeah. I just want to ask a question, you know, kind of, you know, is there any way y'all can look up the statistics for the divorce rate from the time that the feminine movement started until now? Is it any way y'all can, somebody can look that up?
Yeah, we can look it up. I don't know if they have it broken down like, we can look it up and try and find it.
Yeah, because I'm driving right now. I can't look nothing up. So I just want to know, was the feminist movement a good thing or just what have it led us to now? Because, I mean, right now, we in chaos, man.
Yep, there we are.
That's all I want to say. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, let me see. Let's see, somebody else to join in. Let's get their opinion. All right, you on the air.
Wow, man, you just picked up the phone and nothing. But listen, man, I'm not going to talk.
Mace, you're very intelligent. You want a great, great point. If someone disagrees with you about Harriet Tubman and your statement, listen, that person, they don't want to look at facts. Harriet Tubman, you can call her a gangster. She is the one, she had guns. Okay, she said, if anybody turns back, I'm going to have to kill you because you're like a traitor. You know what I'm saying? You're going to mess up the whole movement. That was, if you're talking about an alpha female in a feminist movement, yes, in a black culture, she's the first one. I'm so glad you brought that up. Now, no one should disagree with that because everything that you're talking about, an alpha female, that lady defines it. Matter of fact, her picture should be right next to the definition, right next to the definition of an alpha female. Now, Ronnie, you're talking about the divorce rate. Well, during the times before the feminist movement, those women didn't get a divorce because they didn't go to college. The men, they were disabled because the man could go and cheat on his wife, and he could divorce her. She had no education. Then those same women had to go and depend on the social service or federal government because the child support they were getting from their husband didn't take care of her. So she had to get some type of education, whether or some type of government support. So whether that divorce rate went up, when you're in a divorce rate, it's because you're not married to the right person. You're not in a compromise. Whether what movement or you want to blame nothing, you never can blame a divorce or no movement because if two people are getting together and they're at war with each other. Bottom line.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. All right, Mr. Joe.
All right, let's put Harriet Tubman in a proper historical perspective. She was a strong woman, but also there was a guy named Brown, too, who also helped in the Underground Railroad. So let's not attribute all of the successes to Harriet Tubman. Per se, she's not the founder of the feminist movement. The feminist movement started with Betty Friedan, okay? The feminist movement started in the late 60s, early 70s. What happened prior to that? There are a lot of good alpha females, but the feminist movement per se did not start until then. And it started with The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan. And since I had the book, I read the first chapter, and I have no problem with the feminist movement the way that Betty Friedan planned it out or wanted it. She just wanted women to have the choice of having a job instead of just staying home. She was not in favor of trying to have the woman supplant the man. When she was on TV shows, she was talking about stuff like that. She wasn't even into trying to demonize men over pornography. She just wanted to give women the choice. And I have stats from 1949 on about how women were in the workplace. There were a lot of women in America, millions of women in the workplace. But the feminist movement, I'm going to disagree with Mike on. If it weren't for the feminist movement, then we would still have pretty much the nuclear family. It was the feminist movement being taught in liberal arts colleges that gave women the idea that they should go out and get jobs, but not just get jobs, but to be strong, independent, and still retain their romantic fantasies and be contentious with men. They literally implanted in lots of women the idea that men were responsible for their plight. So the feminist movement is hugely responsible for the fact that we don't have the nuclear family today. So I'm going to disagree with Mike on that. Let me see. What else? Boop, 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 boop. I think that's about it for now.
Okay. All right, Poverty, you up.
Yes. Well, again, when Mike was saying, I don't think Michael even knows the story properly. I think it's just a lot of hair. He probably heard a lot of people talk about her, and he's just running off that. He don't actually know nothing, and he's there. That ain't got nothing to do with no feminism. She was trying to free the people as a whole, every black person she was trying to free. They ain't nothing to do with no, oh, she was just trying to liberate herself. How can the black woman liberate herself from slavery when her man, her natural, by nature, brother, is enslaved. How does that work? Why would Harriet Tubman only want what for the women, and black men were still enslaved? She couldn't even have done all that if there weren't no brothers around her, strong brothers next to her. She couldn't have done that. You see what I'm saying? That's foolishness.
Okay.
I don't think that's what the hell he's talking about, man.
All right, thank you. You bring Mace back in. Okay, Mace, your turn.
It's just like I said. Harriet Tubman was the strongest woman. And when it comes to a woman being free, black woman always been free because her man was in slavery and she ruled the white man too. She had her time when she could tell him what to do when his own wife couldn't do it.
Someone on mute me now, Eric, because I...
What did you say, John? You know it's true.
I like the way that you let her everybody hear what this sister Maze is saying, because she talks a lot of rubbish.
You're talking rubbish. You don't know what you're talking about.
What you got to say. I'm glad that we get to sit down and hear what you got to say.
Facts, is what I'm giving you.
Okay, wait a minute. Everybody stop. Now, I unmuted everybody's mic, but we're not going to have the chaos once again, okay? So, if he's going to reply, you know, make sure nobody else is talking. We're not talking over each other, all right? Well, we can go back to the one at a time thing. It's up to y'all.
Well, I'm
okay?
I'm trying to give facts, that's all.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Hello, is my mic open?
Yes, your mic is open, Michael.
Okay, I just want to speak, but, man, you're speaking facts. See, that guy, Prodigy, you always come up with theory. That's why you use all these derogatory words to describe people. It's theory. You never speak facts. She's speaking the facts of the hour. If you want to describe what an alpha male is, Harriet Tubman, he's describing her actions. Her actions and what she did. First of all, Joe, when you talk about the feminist movement, well, people in Africa... They had African warriors. Warriors in Africa in our history had women as warriors. So when you talk about a feminist movement, I understand what you're saying. But that movement and those type of cultures, different type of cultures, had different types of structure. And you're saying, well, the structure is supposed to be a man supposed to be on top of here. But in some structures, the woman becomes the queen. And that's the proper order. The bottom line of today is, and I want y'all to listen, everybody want to try to get these roles, but men and women, regardless of what you say, we need each other. So you can keep on going with this role, this man needs to take the lead, and this woman take the lead. The bottom line is we both need each other, and there's no leader, brother. When you need another entity to survive, there's no leader. So y'all can talk all the hell y'all want. That's why we're having problems of today, and I'm trying to get y'all to focus and saying, listen, you would not want to be in a relationship where someone says that they had the final say of your life. No other human being would want that. And I'm
That's
just saying, you get a strong one. No other human being would want to live like that, so you can't expect it. Listen, man. You can't expect a woman to live like that if you as a human being don't want to live like that. It don't have nothing to do with man or woman. It has something to do with a human being. No one wants to be dictated and ruled.
Let me ask you a question, Michael. And, okay, let's say that you're married and your spouse says, you know, I think we need a new car. And you say, well, I don't really think we need a new car right now. And your spouse is hell-bent on getting a new car now because maybe she says, well, hey, you know, they have a great sale, whatever the case may be. And you have in your mind, you know, I don't think that we need to do this right now. I think that we should wait maybe another 6 months to a year, 2 years maybe, you know, and then go ahead and do something. What do you do with that situation? Because what you're saying is, what's basically going to happen is, since you say that, well, you know, both people got to come together and make a decision, no decision has been made there. So what happens in a scenario is that?
Okay, I'm glad you bring this up because now maybe you can visualize what I'm saying. If she says we want a new car, I said, well, hold up. If she's consistent with a new car, I say, okay, you can get that car. I'm not going to be mad at you, but I'm not going to pay for it. When I get my wife the next time, she's going to have our income. We may have an account where she has her things that she want to do. We may bring our money together in one account. I may have mine. But I'm saying I'm not going to fight for her. I'm not going to pay for it. I can control as a man whether I'm going to control and pay for that car. If she says, well, we need, I said, what do you mean by we? Well, hold up, listen to me. But listen to me, I don't have to pay for it, low. Then look, that's compromise. What do you mean?
Let me put a little twist.
No, because if she says we need, and I said, hold up, why are you including that? And I'm saying we're not weeding. But if she thinks that we need a new van for the family and she's insisted, well, I'm not going to pay for it. Maybe she's going to take that car payment over. I said, okay, you're going to go get it, go ahead. I'm not going to worry myself over. But if I insist that we do not need a car right now, and if she gets one, I guarantee you I'm not going to pay for it, and I'll love her each and every day. I'm not going to make my
report
go over that.
Okay, Michael.
That's
okay, Michael, we get your point. We get your point. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to wait till Michael's finished.
He's finished.
All right. I'm going to put a little twist, because you don't have to pay for it according to the situation where you're talking about. Two people have two different bank accounts. A lot of marriages have one bank account. It's joint. Now, if that woman says, I'd like to have a new car, and she's not paying for it out of her separate credit card, a separate bank account, but taking it out of the joint account, you got a problem. You also have a problem, Mike, even if you have two separate bank accounts, because okay, you don't have to pay for it, but if she's buying it, right, and she's trying to pay for it and she can't, and she knows that her man didn't back her up, you've got a problem in your households anyway.
No, I don't, Joe. You know why? Because at the table, I'm telling her, listen, let's say we don't have that. Let's say we poor. It's a no-brainer that she knows that we can't afford it. Now, if she says we want to go get a new car, of this, well, of course we're going to lay down and compromise with it. She's going to have to go with me. So if she says, if we need a new car and she knows I'm going to have to pay for it, well, we already know the decision is mine. She doesn't have control over it.
Mike.
Because I'm paying for it.
Mike, you're talking about your situation.
This is not hard, gentlemen.
And if I was... And if I was married, I would be talking the same way about my situation, except I put my foot down a little bit harder. The thing is, though, there are men out here who are married with women who they share the same bank account, and the woman does what she wants to do. The question is...
Well, hold on. First of all, they have a different... First of all, that structure is messed up. When both of y'all working, I don't care how much money y'all make. Listen, she's going to have to do things that when she works, she won't buy shit for herself. She don't have to pour it all in account. But I'm just saying the way I was structured, I would have my own personal account, and we would both have our separate, and we'll have a fund for another account where both of us put a certain amount of money that we both would be equal in.
I agree with
That's
you.
It.
I'm agreeing with you. What I'm bringing up, but Mike,
can I speak now to his situation?
I haven't finished yet.
Okay, Mike.
Joe, finish.
Okay, yeah, after I finish, Major Ryan. I agree with you, Mike. What Lowe's bringing up is a very typical situation where they're not compromising. Then what is the man going to do if the wife says, well, I want this anyway? That's what we're saying. Now I'm finished.
Well,
go ahead,
I'm letting you know, guess what? She cannot do anything because he has control of the money, like you said. If both of them are not
control of the money.
Exactly.
Right,
Michael, thank you. Go ahead, Mace. I know you were trying to say something.
What if it was the opposite way? If he said that he wanted a new car and she didn't think the finance could hold up a new car and he wanted to get one just because he's going to be the one to pay him for it?
Then she should
then
put a foot
down.
Okay,
it's the exact same thing. What's the difference?
It's always
it's
like, I'm paying for it. It's just like you have to look at it in that way.
Well, we already agree with you, Max.
We
already agree with you. The woman should put her foot down.
Your money should be his money, and his money should be your money. It shouldn't be mine. It should be our money. That's the problem.
Whoa,
guys.
Ma'am, listen, ma'am. If Ben Hart, let's say, because I always look at this. If Ben Hart making the same amount of money, okay? There's some things that I want as a man, as a personal account. Let's say I want to get me a nice car or what have you. I have my own personal style in my own car. If she wants to get her own personal, if she can get her own personal things, ma'am. But what I'm saying is we can have a pool where it's both of our money, where we making say what we both are saving up for our retirement, may say she's saying she's going to take 30% of her money or whatever and put it in the pool or something. We can may have that. But there's certain things that she's going to want for herself where I don't have control of what she does with a certain type of money. It's certain monies that she can't say shit what I do with, ma'am. That's all I'm saying. So we have a pool where we can have a separate account where I can do whatever I want because I'm working for it. I'm still a personal entity. And we have a account where we're pulling all of the stuff together where it's joint. Then we're fine.
Michael, Lo and I are agreeing with, I think Mays is agreeing with you too.
He said, ma'am, like 8 or 9 times. When you say that, it doesn't matter. He's going to disagree with whoever, so.
No, I'm not trying to be disagreeing. I'm trying to bring chaos and confusion over, man, because we always talk chaos, man. Y'all thinking y'all talking order and structure, but that order and structure, Lo, you talking about, it has led up to chaos.
But it's always man.
Really?
It's like he owned the woman, and everything got to come through him before she can... before she can have the say. Why can't it be ours?
That's right.
Even if you are putting 30% of yours and she's putting 30% of hers, it still belongs to the both of you, not yours by yourself. You can be saying mine.
That's the material. That's materials. That's totally different. When it comes down to items and material, that's a totally different thing. I would say the woman would be better with the account. You know?
No, okay, listen like this. What if one of her family members want to borrow some money? She's going to go and her own personal money and get that account. She's not going to get an account where we both contributed to it. If somebody in my family member want to borrow money, sometimes I don't have to go to her because I'm taking it out of my own account.
Then
guys.
There's no problem, Mike. We're talking about
exactly.
Then there's not a problem. Why are you bringing up something when we're already agreeing with you?
Because Mason's saying that it's all
together. She's bringing up a situation where there's a joint account.
But let's say something happened to you and you can't work, and then she got to take care of you. How would you respond to that?
That's the difference. And let me ask you, Mace. Suppose you're in. I don't want to get into your program, but let's suppose you know people where they have a joint account. They have money put aside. Now, the woman, she wants to take out more money than she should because now the bills will be in arrears, but she wants to take out the money from the joint account, even though it's ours, like you keep saying, but she wants to buy that car. And she buys the car, and now that puts the bills back. What should the man do?
First of all, Joe, if you got two people that like to spend, it's not going to work anyway. If you got one that like to save and one like to spend, you're going to always check the one that want to spend all the time and let them know that it can't happen. That's how you do
that. So what's the man going to do, though? Because he can't stop her.
He can't stop her.
Well, hold up.
All right, then should stop her, and that's what we're saying.
Unless he let her get in her own name.
Okay, hey,
and you won't even be involved.
Hold up, guys. I've been in banking, and I want to tell y'all, first of all, if you have a joint account, if something comes out that account, That should be the benefit of both of y'all. Meaning, if she wants to buy a car, that car is going to have both of y'all names on it. You can set up the joint account where, though, in order for money to come out, both of y'all have to sign for that money to come out. I used to work in banking, guys. Okay? So, Joe, when you talk about that, to avoid chaos and confusion, I'm letting y'all know there's ways to do it, guys. And
don't need to have work in banking to know that's going to cause confusion. That's common sense.
It's not going to cause confusion. And
let me ask you this, Mike.
You're right.
You have a joint account,
right.
You have a joint account in the same bank. You have, let's say, a Mrs. Jones. Mr. and Mrs. Jones have a bank, have a joint bank account. She does not need his permission in a joint bank account to withdraw money.
Let me educate y'all. Now maybe y'all can help y'all. Hold on. I was going to say something.
No, you've been talking.
Listen,
too
if it says, no.
Let Michael
finish. I just want to say something.
Because you don't know what you're saying. That's why
All right. Who was talking?
That, yeah.
Who was talking? Okay, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
I'm saying with a joint bank account.
About that. Wait a minute.
With a joint bank account, it depends on the person that opened the account. So your husband would be joint to your account, and if he opened one, you would be joint to his account.
It's amazing.
But there should be no secret about the account.
So they're both in
there. He should know what you have, and you should know what he has, if you really together on the whole thing. So he can have his spending, his throwaway money account, or you can have your throwaway money account. But then you have one account that's a altogether family account that you don't mess with it when you want to go play around.
Sister,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, ma'am? To the lady there.
Ask me.
Do you have a problem with a man saying that he's the head of house?
No.
To me, that's what it sounds like. The problem is that.
No, I don't have a problem with a man
Nobody wants to say that the man is over them or feel in any kind of way that the man is over them in any kind of way.
Like the problem is. Can I ask you a question? It's like if you say the man says he's the head of the house, if he has a job, should she be paying half of the house note, or should he take care of the house and she just put away savings just for a rainy day just in case if somebody gets sick? How should that be done since he's the head of the house?
I didn't say be a dictator. I said, but you just don't want to be. You wouldn't want a man to say that he is the head of the household, that he makes the final decisions on things.
No.
You wouldn't want that.
No.
I can hear that. I already knew that from listening to you talk.
Because
I ask a question to the sister? Can I ask you a question, sister? Where's your... Let me ask the sister a question. Have you got... are you American? Have you got family in Jamaica, the Caribbean?
I have friends all over the country and all over the world.
Well, I'm just talking about you directly. Are you born and bred in America, all your family and all that?
Yes.
False.
No deal.
I only know Jamaican people to speak that fast.
They're trying to say...
I'm not Jamaican. I'm American.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying
you
speak fast.
You can have that bank account. Right?
Well, I can't
that
have
bank
that.
Account.
Well, everybody should have separate bank accounts, but the problem here with this situation is people have joint bank accounts.
So when you go and take your bank account out, it has to have your signature and my signature.
Okay.
When you take it out, it has to have your signature and my signature. If it says me or you, that means I can get money out anytime or you can get money out anytime. You see what I'm saying? When it says and we have to both be together. Hello?
No.
Michael, aren't there joint bank accounts where you have
we
Mr. and Mrs.
Bank
Jones and
man,
anybody?
Man, I please get my question. Y'all not acting fair today, man. I want to get my answer and give Joe education. Please, I used to work in banking because this man is spreading lies, and if I give y'all the answer, maybe it may help y'all in your further relationships. Joe, when two people have a bank account, you can control it where you can dictate when that person gets money out, and I'm going to tell you why. It's the way the title is titled, Joe. If I have a bank account, when it says, like if me and you have a bank account, Joe, and it says Michael and Joe, that means is that when I want to get money out, in order to get money out, it's going to have my signature, Michael, and Joe's signature in order to get the bank account. But if the bank account, a joint bank account, if it says Michael or Joe, that means you can go get money out of the account anytime you want, or I can get money out of that joint account and I want. So when it says and on there, we both have to come and get the money out. So that's what I'm trying to say, guys.
Okay.
I've been in banking. If you don't believe me, go to the bank.
Which is what we're saying because
you don't know that.
Michael, there's two things.
What I'm saying to you, listen, Joe, if you have an account like that,
I heard
take
you.
Money out of the account.
I heard you.
Bro.
There's
shit.
Two. I'm bringing up two things. Secondly, you don't need the other person's signature. And the first thing, if there's an account with Mike and Joe, that's a fucking problem.
No, hold on. First of all, see how you playing? Let's just, if I said Michael and my wife, okay, if the account is with Michael and my wife, because you're playing games and being joking, I'm trying to give you
education.
I'm joking,
of course.
Okay, but don't joke because people don't think I'm joking, man.
All of a sudden, you want to be serious.
No,
man.
They don't. I'm trying to help everybody out, man.
I think people understand that if you have certain types
and a lot of people don't know this education, and a lot of people get swindled, man.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
That's all I'm...
I just...
Goddamn.
I
didn't listen.
Don't listen. Goddamn, just don't listen. Okay, Vernon, I think you had something to say. I just looked at my check just a minute ago. There was no or and on my checks. On any of my accounts. Me and my wife have free reign to take money as we please. You can get them specifically because I remember Miss May was saying it depends on who opens the account. Now, I think that in a joint account, if you both are single and you're going to be married, then what you do is you close your separate accounts or, you know, those be your own little private personal account where you keep your little play money. But your general pool goes into one account that you both open together. That's the way I see that. You know, some people, they wouldn't agree, but that's just the way I see it. But as far as those checks are concerned, I understand what Michael is saying about, you know, the or and the and, you know. And, you know, I'm just going to say, Michael, because you were a teller for a while does not mean you know all the things.
And can I speak on a bank account again? It's like you say you have a child.
So.
And he has an account. And the person that's on the account with him can always go in the account if they want to. Or either if you want to have a number to where they can't get in it, their name will just be on it and they can't touch it.
So would you think? Do y'all really think an alpha female is gonna allow a man to have an account with them? Do you really believe that?
I don't know if she would or not.
If she's a dominant one, if she's a dominant one, yeah, because then she can take that money out anytime she wants.
I think you should let this lady on the phone, alpha, right here. She sounds like he's an alpha female to me.
You talking about me?
I think you have.
Oh,
I'm a strong woman, but I don't try to hide nothing from my husband. Everything we do, we know it. We don't hide accounts. So I don't understand when you get there.
I bet you run that house, don't you?
No, I don't run my house. My husband do. I just keep it clean and everything.
That's right. That's how it should be.
I also wash his car sometimes, so what does that got to do with anything?
You just said that a man was the head of the house.
No, right. I didn't say he was the head of the house. It depends on what
now
you mean by head of the house.
You just said he run it.
You don't have, just because he's the head of the house don't mean he got to run it.
If it's on the proper rules.
You get it confused when you say the head of the house. I have a friend of husband's the head of the house. He won't let her do nothing. Everything she do, she got to go ask him like he's her father.
Well, you said... Yeah,
so my husband is the head of the house, but I can still... I don't have to ask him when I get ready to do something.
Well, nobody said you have to. That's understandable. But there is order. That's the only thing we're trying to
that's
get to.
That's what I'm saying. Order. That's what he said order is, too.
Woman can't have a woman in the house. She ain't man,
hello?
Why would you have to ask him in time to get ready to do something? Why should you ask him just because he's the head of the house?
That order.
I mean, your kids don't ask you, can they go to the bathroom either?
That's what I'm saying.
You still the head over your kids, right?
No, I don't have any kids anymore. When they were little, yes.
Well, I mean, when you had little kids, right?
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't be treating your wife.
You shouldn't treat your wife.
Just because you're the head don't mean that you got to act like you that she's got to be the child to him.
Well, nobody
the head
that,
makes
man.
And we're not saying that the man has to be the dictator.
Nobody's saying that.
That's what he's saying.
I'm gonna tell you something, Miss Ma'am. Listening to what you had to say, I respect you for that because, like I said earlier, you know your place, and your husband understands his place, too.
Yes, that's right.
And
he's still the head of the house.
Exactly.
That's
one
the ingredient. That's the ingredient.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That
right.
Being the head of the house, you make
sorry.
Sure the doors are locked and everything is safe
well,
in the house.
And just like Poverty was saying earlier, if somebody comes to your house at 10 o'clock at night, your husband is going to go to that door. But people
right.
want to twist it and turn it. Oh, well, what if he's sick? All of this. None of that matters. Regardless, you understand that there is a place, and he understands that there is a place. The disconnect comes about when people don't want to have a place.
Mm.
So, no, let me ask this question then. Can an alpha male and female come to compromise?
If they do that,
an agreement.
Alpha female,
If they're truly alphas, both of them are truly alphas, can they come to any sort of agreement like that?
If she knows her place. Because she could want to be an alpha female over other women. It may not be a thing whereby it wants to be over the man. So there's different types of alpha females out there. If she knows her place, then everything's cool.
Well, stating it like that, I agree with Power. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in other words, you're saying that, say, my husband is the head of the house. And
mm-hmm.
he came home and said some friends coming over. And he going to tell me what to cook if I want to cook. And I'm the one that's cooking it. He got to tell
he
me
ain't
this
got no
the head of the house.
No, the man ain't got no say in that. The man ain't
but that's
got
no
say
yeah.
you want to cook.
That's where you get confused when you say the head of the house.
That's your place. The
well,
man
all men don't do that. He got to tell her
what
to cook, exactly what to cook,
well, see,
and what he wants.
What you talking about, is your daddy. You ain't talking about your husband. You talking
that's
about your
saying.
Daddy.
I'm saying your husband yeah. shouldn't be your husband, even because he's the head of the house.
No,
you don't agree about everything.
Hold up. All right, now, let me bring somebody else in. Thank you.
Yes,
right.
I just have a question.
Oh, what happened? I didn't get paid?
See that.
You know,
yeah,
what place anybody's going to be in? Who is God on this phone? I keep hearing she has to know her place. She has to go, who decides? Why does she have to be in a place? I think what you're arguing against is shifting roles.
Hold on, Poverty, let her finish.
Shifting roles, responsibilities. People learn and grow. They move forward. You know, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually. Who decides we're going to put you in this box? That's
me?
Your place, and that's where
hold
you
on, Poverty, let her finish. That'll finish.
Well, you're not God, and you have no right to do that in anybody else's life. What about figuring out your own?
Okay, now,
you
asked the question. I'm going to answer it. And please do not interject. I even asked Poverty to hold on for a second. You mentioned God. God gave you your place. Now, you tell him that you want to supersede what he gave you first. And second, you know, the other lady, Maze, she said she's been married for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that not all 33 years were peach and creamy. There was
no
compromise in there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you could also listen to that lady to get some information because listening to you from previous shows, you are not married. And this could be someone that has all the information that you could need.
Right.
And say, hey, you know what? Let me finish.
Let him finish.
That's right.
Lady.
You're assuming that I want to be married. Listen,
lady.
Taser.
Taser this woman, will you?
You are way out of line. You know what?
Taser.
Get to the point. Being married is
being... Eric, she's running away with the mouth.
It doesn't mean that there's a successful marriage. It doesn't mean that the wife is happy. A lot of wives are just grinning and bearing. Like the queen would tell the princesses, just close your eyes and think of the empire. Because, you know, they have their children to think about and the financial thing, but they can't stand those men they married to have those. Okay, they're playing a role. So is that really success? It's not about the state if you were married or not. Is if you are successfully married, is if you're happy, is if you're learning and growing, is if you have some synchronicity and compatibility, if you're working towards some common goals that are good, not just for yourself, but for society at large.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when you say, when you talk about how people are married, so what, they're married 1 year, 6 months, 1 day, 50 years, that's not a criteria to look at. It's a, okay. It's what type of relationship they have. And if they would do it over again, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of women I know that are married, hell, they express regret. The men actually are more, tend to benefit more than the women. The men are the ones, because the women have given and given, and she thought she had to play a role in a box that was defined by who knows who. But women that are awakened, who know who they are, who are not afraid to be who they are and to learn and grow, they're not putting up with that bullshit. And they'll call you on it real fast. And they don't need your approval.
Hmm.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Okay. What happened here? Okay. Let's see. Joe, go for it.
Eric, I don't appreciate being muted at that point.
No, go ahead, Joe.
All right, because all I was saying was that Lo should be given the chance to talk before a lady jumped on in. So I wasn't going to jump on her. All right, and I've been paid so much I got these electricity marks all over my body.
Okay.
So
no,
I have nothing to say right now. I mean, this should be between Maze and not Maze, but Lady and Lo, and let them finish their conversation, and then later on I'll have something to say because.
Or me
and Lady can get into it, no problem.
Bye, Joe. All right, go ahead, Mr. Lowe.
See, you know I don't appreciate that, Mr. Tuck. Now, you muted
well,
me when
know,
I was, all I was saying was taser, taser.
I muted everybody. I muted everybody, except for her, because I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
I told you, I couldn't hear. So,
okay.
go on and say what you're going to say.
Okay, well, like I was saying, now, if you want to ask someone that has some experience about something, that seems to be the most valid thing to do, I think. It wouldn't benefit me to ask someone that's never played basketball about basketball, but if I'm standing in front of Michael Jordan, I could probably ask him and get some very good information. Now, if you say that you have women that they're married and they're hating life and all that, well, sounds like those are your friends and birds of a feather flock together, and they're just married
now,
in the situation.
Now, you know what? Our personal attacks are just ridiculous.
Can you
but
let him finish?
Subject.
Can somebody
finish
this stuff?
He's doing personal attacks. He's assuming
he's
not
attacking you, Eric.
Wow, there you go.
All right, go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
I didn't even say anything yet.
Let me
wow.
say something.
Finally, she got hers.
I've been muted all this time for half an hour.
You ain't been muted no damn half hour.
It was so quiet, too, Michael.
Well, you know, I had to be muted. I didn't. Go ahead, love.
Huh? But like I said, you know, I think that. If I want to know something about marriage, and I've been married going on 11 years, in my 20th year, I could ask Ms. May about that, and I could get some good information. Someone that has not been married really can't give me any good information on it other than what they probably have read or seen from other people. And, you know, there has to be an order. And when you say, first of all, you say, well, you're not God. Okay, so that means that you're telling me you profess that there is a God. Okay. And if he says that there's an order, there's a structure, and you want to do what you want to do anyway, are you going by your will or his will? You know, I know plenty of people on here that don't believe anything as far as God is concerned. That's fine. But we do know that even in the animal kingdom, there is a structure. And if there is no structure, there's chaos. We see in our society that women are being superseded before men because a lot of men don't want to accept their roles, and so that's why we have so much chaos, I think.
Well,
well
let me say
something, man, because you're just jumping all up and down this, man.
missing. Now, that's right. Now, what I'm saying, that's the reason why the sister's relationship is working out, and it's she's had such a everlasting. I understand that everything ain't been perfect, but the reason what's kept them together is they both known their roles. You understand? They know their role. When you're a woman trying to be where the man is, right, and you're trying to compete to earn more wages than the man, that means the house gets neglected, your togetherness gets neglected, because you have to go away and to get above the man. See what I'm trying to say? You have to leave the environment where your man is to be above your man. And that's the master giving you, basically, you're hoping that I probably get a promotion of master. You see what I'm saying?
I do understand. I understand there's roles, there's female roles and masculine roles. Sometimes those roles switch over depending on the circumstances. It's up to the couple. Sometimes the man is unemployed. The woman is working. He lost his position. So this one says there has to be flexibility. And that's what I keep doing. We keep saying put a woman in a box. She not to know more. I kept hearing that over and over. Listen, you're not Secondly, you're saying you brought up the basketball example. There are coaches in professional sports that have not played all themselves, and they have been successful. So that's not always true that you have had to experience what somebody else experienced in order to be effective and to be listened to. They'd be very foolish not to listen to their coach who did not play professional ball, if that's the criteria.
Yeah, but see, they're usually educated in that field. They probably...
You said if they haven't played basketball, that they are not worth listening to. That's not what you said, okay? So you're making these general statements, first of all, that are kind of silly, okay?
Firstly, Power didn't make that statement.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. It was Lowe who was talking about
it. That was an example he brought up. And
that
I'm
was
gonna,
Lowe.
I don't know who.
Okay, let her finish, please.
Okay, I don't know. Lowe.
Well, first,
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, guys. Hold on, Miss Lady. Miss Lady, I think you're just over redundant your point. I mean, can I please say anything?
I have a third point. A lot of insecure males, the ones that are insisting that women know they roll, quote unquote, stay in their box on it, those are the most insecure men I have ever met.
Here she go with that dumbass shit. Y'all can sit here.
You always have to be obnoxious.
Yo, let Vernon finish.
Okay.
Because he's about to tell the truth.
Okay.
Am I muted?
Go ahead, Vern.
No. Oh. So, yeah, y'all can sit here and argue with this lady all y'all want. But that lady right there is a prime example of a black widow. That's a black widow right there.
Hello.
See where it gets you when you don't want to cook a man's plate of food.
Any man that gets involved with that woman will be doomed.
Hello, can I speak?
A woman like that.
When you want to go clubbing.
Hello, can I speak?
No,
she wants to be on.
Hi, Mae. How are you?
I haven't
Hello,
even said anything,
speak?
Guys. Go ahead, Mae. I'm after you, Mae. I haven't
well,
said anything.
Good. You ain't got to always say nothing.
That's not understanding what the lady is trying to say. And she doesn't have to be a black widow in order for her to give her opinion.
Oh, that was low.
I'm saying she doesn't have to be a black widow. It's what she was saying, and some of her friends said that they would not want to remarry if something happened. A lot of people say that because they didn't find the right man to satisfy them. See, if, just like the guy that said he's been married for 10 years, I have something to tell him. You've been married for 10, and you can make it for 30 or 50 more. If your wife be everything you want her to be, what you can see in the street, she can be that in the house.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with the people that I'm listening to. They're going out in the street to get things that, what'd you say?
I said beautiful.
Right,
I agree with that. And you don't have to tell me because unlike some people, I've been in situations where I worked abroad and I was 8,000 miles away from my home for months at a time and nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not concerned about it. I mean, but the thing is, I understand. But the thing is, in the very beginning, we understood our roles. Period. My wife will come on here right now, and say, you know what? Hey, I have my own education, I have my own mind and everything, but my husband is the head of my house.
You could be. There's nothing wrong with you being the head of the house. But
absolutely.
But you don't treat her like she's a child just because you're the head of the house.
Excuse me. I've been talking. I've been being patient. Listen, Mace, I just want to make a point. You said that you washed your husband's car. Now, some men on this line. Will wash his car.
Yes.
I haven't even finished, Mace. I never said nothing was wrong. I just made the statement.
Okay, listen.
Some men on this line said when you washed your husband's car, you shouldn't do that. You're out of your place. Because listen to me. You're not listening, ma'am. You're not listening. I've talked. Just listen to me for 90 seconds.
No one said
these
that.
Listen to me. These men, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. You guys have always talked about when the man is the man of the house or the head of the house. If you notice and clearly listen to what you're saying, you're talking physical. Every time when y'all talking about the burglar, when y'all give it a situation when a man acts for the when the man asks the parents, who child is this? You say the man should go because of the physical nature, because the man might be the other father. But what I'm telling you is we're not talking about physical nature. Listen, when you're talking about mental, when a man has total last say and he dictates what goes on that woman's life, when he says, I'm the leader, because the leader has the final decision in a way, like Miss Lady is saying, you're playing her guard. Now, you as a human being, I don't give you a man or what the fuck you want to call yourself. You do not want nobody to have a total decision making in your life. You don't. No human being does.
Why do you keep using that scenario?
The reason why we use scenarios, because in relationships we go through different things, Lo. That's why I'm
going
to separate. Hold on. What do you mean by leader? Because if you
why
say
do you keep
a man
using the dictator role, nobody said anything about being
that's
in this relationship.
Because this is when you say that the man has the final say what goes on his life, you got to say he's a dictator.
Let me clean up, Michael. Now, you're saying that everything physical. When you go, you use physical terms when you're giving out your answer. We're dealing with too much things on the physical. It's like you wouldn't go date a woman who can't walk. Would you? But that's you seeing on the physical. Because if she's disabled, that's you looking at her on the physical. Because you don't want to date her. Don't talk foolish. The physical applies to everything that we deal with in life, Richard. Talking about
right, but you're saying that when a woman in the household, she can't mentally make the decision. You're mentally going to make. You're going to be the decision maker and the last sayer what goes on in your house. And I'm saying I don't want to live. I would never want to live with nobody like that.
For
a man.
Last word, ma'am.
I just
co-sign to the gentleman that made those great comments about dictatorship. Who wants to live up under dictatorship? No man on this program does. And no women does. Women do not.
Hello?
That's it?
Oh, that's it? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, Michael. Wait a minute.
Okay,
ahead,
real. Okay, well, you, Lo, you talk about your structure. Well, when that structure did happen back in the days before Vernon's divorce rate scenario he's given, a lot of men came home when a woman stayed home, was barefooted. You see what I'm saying? Totally dictate and totally rude, cheated on and everything, totally rude. No one wants to live like that. And if a woman comes home, she can't be like that old traditional man when she makes money and she want to go and total dictate and rule. So the bottom line, and I'm saying that both people, you should not have a leader in your relationship, both people should be on a compromising position. When both people are in a compromising position, you can't have a defined person. You can't have a leader. You have harmony. Every time we have leaders, we always have leaders always cause mass confusion and chaos. Look at them living in harmony, gentlemen. That's all I'm saying.
All righty, thank you, sir. Vernon, you're up.
Michael, first of all, nobody said anything about being a dictator. We're just talking about role playing. And you know, like I said before, anybody. In any given situation, you got to have somebody going to make a final call on something. And, you know, I'm not saying don't respect the woman's opinions on things or take her ideals and things like that. Y'all come together in agreement on some things. All I'm saying, in the end, you got to have somebody that's in a head position. And it won't nothing work without that. It won't nothing work. I'm done. That's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, Pavi, you up.
Yeah, and, you know, what Michael's saying, what we're dealing with is the natural law. We're dealing with natural laws. You understand? That's what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with no dictatorship. This is natural law. The reason why you wouldn't like to... You see, you're seeing things from the woman's standpoint. But you're not a woman. You're a man. So, obviously, you're not. It's not going to feel right for you to be cooking and cleaning and breastfeeding the child. And stuff like that. That's not your job. That's the woman's job. Your job is just like, I wouldn't expect a woman to want to open up the door at 12, 1 o'clock a.m., midnight in the house. She'll be scared. That's me. That's my role as a man. I've got to do it. You understand? This is natural law we're dealing with. The man fights the woman. She makes sure she's the preparer and prepares the house and makes sure it's clean and looks after the children. And the man should go out and work, but they fucked up the economics. So it's different now. We can't do that. You understand? Everything's messed up out here. But peace, though, brother Eric. Good show.
All right. Thanks, Poverty. All right, let's see, Mr. Where did Lo go? Oh, I guess Lo left. God dang it. All right, Joe.
Okay. Are we hooking up with Ebony?
Yes. As soon as I leave here, we go on the Ebony show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's just going over there. All right. Yeah. All right. And here's the other thing. I'm agreeing with Michael. Yeah, people have roles, but at the same time, unless you absolutely overrule everything that your partner suggests, you're a dictator. And let me put it like this, even in the military, where the leader is very strictly defined and you're supposed to follow orders, you are free not to follow orders. You'll end up in the brig, but you're free not to follow orders if you want to accept the consequences. Same thing in marriage. Now, the woman can accept her role. The man can accept his role. But if either one says, I don't want to follow your particular direction, they're going to back out. And you can't stop them. So there is no such thing as a dictatorship. And there is no such thing, really, as roles. Because the man, even though the only reason why the man can make the decision is because the woman allows it. If she doesn't want that decision to be made, she can back out. What's the man going to do? Nothing. accept divorce, have controversy, contentiousness within the marriage, which ends up in divorce. So in order to have harmony, both people should know what to expect beforehand and then accept those decisions, even if those decisions are harmful. But nowadays, you don't have that. You have females who are obstinate just to be obstinate. And you have men who want to be obstinate just to be obstinate, too. They want to be the man no matter what, make the decisions over everything. That's not going to work in a harmonious relationship. So overall, I'm with Michael.
All right. You actually have something to say today, y'all.
Yeah,
wow.
I actually have something to say. Yeah.
I know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a clap for that one, Joe.
Oh, my God. I got applause.
All right. Yeah, you got the clap again today. All right.
I made my clap.
All right, y'all, another great show today. And like I mentioned before, we're going to pick this up again tomorrow on Freedom Friday because I think there's still a lot left on the table that we can talk about when it comes to alpha females and alpha males. So we're going to see if we can't come up with it. I want to thank everybody for joining me today, of course. You know, Poverty, Mace, Michael, Vernon, Lowe, Miss Lady, Joe, everybody that's listening out there on your phones that didn't call in, the chat room, you know, Baba by Benny, East Coast, Lady Storm, and I think I forgot that all over. Carlin, who dropped by, of course, my boy Goofy. You know, I know Goofy probably somewhere asleep. But I want to thank all y'all for joining us today. If you got any comments or any suggestions for subjects that you may want to be heard on the show, just send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com or you can go to my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. You can friend me there and I'll friend you back. I'm always posting something in there that's going on with our people in our country. That's what they ain't going to sure. All right, my closing for the show today is relationships are hard enough without having certain labels on those involved, i.e., alpha male, alpha female, beta female, you know, this, that, and another. Repeatedly, we place significance on the erroneous things we are quick to find what is wrong with the relationship instead of enhancing the positive aspects of the relationship. An old adage says a relationship is 50-50. I disagree. If each person in a relationship gives 100% instead of just 50, there will be less divorce and unhappiness in our relationship. As with self-evaluation, we all must take time to evaluate our relationships. Are you still doing what it took to get your mate, or have you slacked up a little? Have you slipped below that 100% you invested in the beginning? I'm aware there's no perfect relationship, but there are ways to get as close as possible with a little work. Because as we know, all relationships require a little work. But here's the question. Are you giving the 100% or are you just happy with the 50% that is currently in place? It's something to think about for tomorrow anyway. All right, y'all, that's the show for today. Join us tomorrow for Freedom Friday. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation to those that you love, those that love you. Don't forget to smile, forgive with an open heart. Make sure your heart you have to give it in your heart before you can forgive anyone else. That's for sure. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific. Dad, we'll see you here for Freedom Friday. Until then, y'all, I'm out of here.
10, 9, 8, 7.